Twin Air, a neighborhood on the southeast side of Indianapolis, was a thriving, popular place in the 1950s. But it's been in steep decline ever since, especially after the Citizens Energy Coke plant closed 10 years ago. WFYI City Desk reporter Drew Dodlin spoke with Neighborhood Coalition member Amber Broughton about a massive jail complex moving in and why she's excited about what it might bring to the area.
When you think about growing a neighborhood and restoring a neighborhood, a new jail, which is the simple version of what this thing is,
doesn't
seem like an obvious thing.
Right.
So can you explain what the ideas are about how it will help the neighborhood?
Yeah. So like you said, that's kind of the simple way to say it is that a jail's coming. But it's just such an innovative concept that there's going to be, the jail and the courthouse together. But along with that assessment and intervention center, there's just a lot of working parts to this that I think are really going to create something special. And, you know, with that comes a lot of jobs, a lot of people that are there during the day. So it's not just folks coming to the jail and leaving the jail. It's going to be all of the law offices, and folks have to have a place to eat lunch. So there's going to be more businesses there. And just a lot more interest in the area. We already have several organizations that are interested in moving to that area to be kind of close to where the action is there.
I remember they talked a while ago about the number of jobs that they expect the actual Justice Campus to produce. And of course, it's more than there are now on that site, but it was still a pretty small fragment of what the Coke plant had years ago. So I guess it seems like you're hoping for all of the kind of the domino effect of other people coming to produce a lot of jobs in the area?
Definitely. It's when you think about it, it is pretty close to the downtown area. So if we're creating that connectivity to downtown, folks are going to come.
What do longtime residents there think about this? People who have experienced, you know, the full spectrum of the changes that have been happening in that neighborhood?
Yeah. I think, that the long-term residents they're really proud of their neighborhood. They've seen the ups and downs, and they are looking forward to what's to come. And, you know, they're concerned about, maybe the gentrification of it, and are they going to be able to stay in their homes? And I think, that's being addressed with our housing initiatives that we have, and the city is aware of that. So it's a close-knit neighborhood that is, they want to stay there. It's older residents that, want to be able to live there. And so I think that they're just as excited, to see the growth, and they're excited to be a part of it still.
And housing initiatives that you're mentioning, are you talking about ones that kind of already exist at the city level or specific for this neighborhood?
Well, with Southeast Neighborhood Development, they are committed to making sure that there is low-income housing available in the area and that it's still affordable to the people that want to live there. We've had a lot of neighborhoods in the area that, housing costs have just really skyrocketed, and residents are aware of that, and they want to make sure that their neighborhoods stay blue-collar, or they stay affordable for families and older residents. So there are partnering organizations that are making sure that happens.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.